it's said that a man's home is his castle. For Robert Snyder, his home was a castle. But this building, one of the grandest structures in the entire state, was also a place of sadness. The intriguing story of a Missouri man and his castle is this edition of The American Countryside. In the early 1900s, businessman Robert Snyder began building a 60-room European castle on his 5,000-acre estate in central Missouri. But the castle mansion included much more than merely a place to live.
Also on the estate was to be a large carriage house that would hold many horses, and that building accommodated quarters for the caretakers who lived on the estate.
Nancy Masterson says the huge complex was not yet complete when tragedy struck in the fall of 1906.
Robert McClure Snyder never lived to see his dream. He was the first automobile fatality in the state of Missouri, very tragically thrown from the automobile as he was returning from work.
The grand castle sat empty until Snyder's sons married and their families used it in the 1920s. It was later leased as a restaurant in the late 1930s, but tragedy struck once more.
The fire started from a spark of a chimney. And of course, Camdenton was just a fledgling little town at the time and didn't have the modern firefighting equipment to fight a fire on the roof of a three-story structure. So, tragically, everyone just had to stand back and watch it burn that day as it fell in on itself.
The state bought the property in the late 1970s. The walls of the Grand Castle remain, as well as the scenic beauty that brought Snyder to build his residence here in the first place.
Caves, sinkholes, lots of unique geologic features to see, but also a wonderful diversity of natural plants, and the animal community here is very rich.
The park's Native American name, Hahatonka, means laughing spring, and the springs, caves, trails, and old castle are a testament to the beauty that centuries of visitors have experienced. Traveling the countryside in Camdenton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.